Welcome to Scripture Verse by Verse. My name is Michael Moret. This is study number 17 in the book of Exodus. And we come today to chapter 21, verse 16. Father, we ask your blessings on the word that we're about to read in Jesus' name. Amen. Exodus chapter 21, verse 16. God is giving some laws to the nation Israel at Mount Sinai. He says, "He who kidnaps a man and sells him, or if he is found in his hand, shall surely be put to death." Death penalty for kidnapping, just like death penalty for murder. That certainly would eliminate repeat offenders, wouldn't it? For people who are thrown in prison for abducting or kidnapping, let out in 7 years and then go out and do it again. Verse 18. Actually, verse 17. "And he who curses his father or mother shall surely be put to death." Disrespect for parents is not to be tolerated at all. Children are not supposed to run the home. Excuse me, parents are. 18. "If men contend with each other, and one strikes the other with a stone or with his fist, and he does not die, but is confined to his bed, if he rises again and walks about outside with his staff, then he who struck him shall be acquitted. He shall only pay for the loss of his time and shall provide for him to be thoroughly healed." If two people get in a fight, the winner loses, right along with the loser. The loser gets a broken body. The winner gets to pay for his medical expenses and loss of wages for the time that he cannot work. 20. "And if a man beats his male or female servant with a rod so that he dies under his hand, he shall surely be punished." And since there's no specific punishment mentioned for killing a servant, we should conclude that it's the death penalty, just like it is for any other murder. Verse 21. It says, "Notwithstanding, if he remains alive a day or two, he shall not be punished, for he is his property. The servant is the master's source of income. The loss of income from an injured servant would by itself be a deterrent to hurting him." Verse 22. "If men fight and hurt a woman with child, so that she gives birth prematurely, yet no harm follows, he shall surely be punished according as the woman's husband imposes on him, and he shall pay as the judge determines." The servant, or I should say, if someone causes a premature birth, the guilty had to pay restitution, and the husband got to name the price within reason, of course. 23. "But if any harm follows, then you shall give life for life. An unborn child is just as valuable to God as a born child. If someone killed an unborn baby, they were a murderer, just as if they would have killed the expecting mother." 24. "Eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burn for burn, wound for wound, stripe for stripe." This is not the legalization of vigilantism. God is giving civil government the right to punish criminals. That's what this is about. But he wants to make sure that the punishment fits the crime. Do not be too harsh, but do not be too lenient either. 26. If a man strikes the eye of his male or female servant and destroys it, he shall let him go free for the sake of his eye. And if he knocks out the tooth of his male or female servant, he shall let him go free for the sake of his tooth. And so any permanent injury to a servant, any permanent injury to a servant must result in that servant being set free. So you don't have many mean masters when God's law is enforced. It was inevitable that some people would be servants. God's laws were intended to ensure that they were well treated. Again, it's not a validation by God of servanthood. He's just dealing with people where they are and trying to make sure that servants are treated like human beings. 28. If an ox gores a man or a woman to death, then the ox shall surely be stoned, and its flesh shall not be eaten, but the owner of the ox shall be acquitted. Destroy any animal that kills a human being, is what this is saying. Killing innocent human life cannot be overlooked, whether it's a man who does it or an animal. 29. But if the ox tended to thrust with its horn in times past, and it has been made known to the owner, and he has not kept it confined so that it has killed a man or a woman, the ox shall be stoned, and its owner also shall be put to death. Use common sense, or be prepared to suffer. If you have an animal who has attacked people in the past, not killed, but attacked, and the owner doesn't keep it locked up, he's guilty of murder if it attacks and kills. God is saying be responsible adults or suffer the consequences. 30. If there is imposed on him a sum of money, then he shall pay to redeem his life whatever is imposed on him, whether it has gored a son or gored a daughter. According to this judgment, it shall be done to him. The only exception to the previous rule is this. The victim's relative could allow the owner of the animal to buy himself out of the death penalty. 32. If the ox gores a male or female servant, he shall give to their master 30 shekels of silver, and the ox shall be stoned. The price of a slave was 30 pieces of silver, and it was fixed. Didn't matter, male or female, strong or weak, young or old, that was the price that the Lord set. 33. And if a man opens a pit, or if a man digs a pit and does not cover it, and an ox or a donkey falls in it, the owner of the pit shall make it good. He shall give money to their owner, but the dead animal shall be his. Negligence that results in harm or loss to another has to be compensated for, says God. You know, if it costs the person something, maybe he'll be more careful the next time. 35. If one man's ox hurts another's so that it dies, then they shall sell the live ox and divide the money from it, and the dead ox they shall also divide. Or if it was known that the ox tended to thrust in time past, and its owner has not kept it confined, he shall surely pay ox for ox, and the dead animal shall be his own. These laws are all about personal responsibility. If someone causes an accident, he must pay damages and then some. If it happens a second time, after nothing was done to keep it from happening, then the penalty is more severe. Chapter 22, verse 1. If a man steals an ox or a sheep and slaughters it or sells it, he shall restore 5 oxen for an ox, 4 sheep for a sheep. It was not enough for a criminal to pay for his victim's loss. He must also suffer loss himself for what he has done. See, God's law was intended to teach that crime does not pay. And stealing someone's ox would be like stealing a carpenter's tool kit or a pilot's airplane. Steal an ox and you steal his income as well as his animal. That's why you have to pay more for stealing an ox than for taking a sheep. 2. If the thief is found breaking in and he is struck so that he dies, there shall be no guilt for his bloodshed. God is saying that people have a right to defend themselves. Verse 3. If the sun has risen on him, there shall be guilt for his bloodshed. We can defend ourselves. However, God expects it to be done with reasonable force. It's not right to kill someone who clearly doesn't intend to hurt you. Last part of verse 3. He should make full restitution. If he has nothing, he shall be sold for his theft. The thief must make restitution. No excessive force. Again, God is saying, let the punishment fit the crime. Don't beat the tar out of someone, you know, for not covering his mouth when he coughs. God is very concerned about these sorts of things. God is a common sense God. Verse 4. If the theft is certainly found alive in his hand, whether it is an ox or donkey or sheep, he shall restore double. If the stolen thing could not be returned, the thief was to pay back 4 or 5 times the value of whatever was taken. If the item could be returned, then he was to restore double. 5. If a man causes a field or vineyard to be grazed and lets loose his animal and it feeds in another man's field, he shall make restitution from the best of his own field and the best of his own vineyard. You are taking money out of your neighbor's pocket if your livestock eat out of his field. God says to pay him back with the best that you have. Verse 6. If fire breaks out and catches in thorns, so that stacked grain, standing grain, or the field is consumed, he who kindled the fire shall surely make restitution. It was okay to start a fire, to burn unwanted brush, or whatever. But the guy needed to know what he was doing, because if he lets it get out of control, he is responsible for any damages done to others. Verse 7. If a man delivers to his neighbor money or articles to keep, and it is stolen out of the man's house, if the thief is found, he shall pay double. If the thief is not found, then the master of the house shall be brought to the judges to see whether he has put his hand into his neighbor's goods. If someone entrusts something to another, they need to take care of it. Guard it like it belongs to you. And trust is the issue here. When people trust us with an item, or even personal information, for that matter, we ought to guard it like it was our own. Breaking a trust is something that God forbids. I think we'll stop right here and we'll pick up our study next time in verse 9. Until then, so long, everyone.